Lee, it's a pleasure to meet you. How long have you worked at Kew?
Hiya. I've been at Kew now for, I think it's about 15 years.
And what is your specific job?
So I'm what's known as the collection manager for the fungarium. So I'm kind of like a head librarian for mushrooms here at Kew. And I look after the scientific collection of fungi.
And this exhibition, what part do mushrooms play?
So the mushrooms here, there's one of the displays in one of the octagons is highlighting how we can actually use fungi to make future fabrics in, you know, to replace that are more sustainable than some of the ones we have at the moment. So.
And I noticed that pineapples and nettles also play a part in the festival.
Yep. So those are other alternative fibres that we can use to make fabrics that can be used in clothes and fashion. I think in the case of nettles, I think they've been used for probably thousands of years as fibres, but they're just not very popular. And so by popularising them, they're a really sustainable crop that we could make fashion with in the future.
Yeah, there are far too many exhibits to describe, including Scottish seaweed sourced from over 12,000 species. Can you describe a few of your favourite exhibits here?
I think mine is the big, gigantic mushroom installation. So one of the artists here is Jessie Von Curry. She's made a, I think it's like a 3 meter tall installation that looks like a T-shirt, but it's made of fungal mycelium.
Well, I can't wait to see that and photograph it. And also there's a living garden.
Yep, in the octagon, one of the octagons here, they've curated a garden that highlights the alternative fibres and plants you can use to make pigments for clothing.
And there's lots of fashion, isn't there? Could you just say a bit about the tie-up with the fashion?
Yep, so the Royal College of Fashion have curated a display of outfits using, I guess, alternative fabrics and materials, things like the pineapple, the nettle, all of those sorts of things. So it's kind of highlighting how we can be more sustainable in the way that we make clothing.
And the children aren't left out, coming up for half term soon. What can they expect?
Definitely. Kids can be included. So every weekend for the entire 6 weeks of this festival, there are going to be activities, hands-on activities for children and for families to get mucky and make things and be involved with creators here.
Thank you very much.